On this edition of Our Town, I have the privilege of speaking with Sandy Kraft. She is with First Step of Florence. Now, Sandy, a few months ago, a letter came out to the editor saying that the First Step was bankrupt and not in existence anymore. That was wrong. I talked to Greg Wood. He said, no, we're alive and well. The letter was retracted.
Right.
So here we are today talking about transitional housing and what it means to the Florence community. And, of course, we'll get to the gala that's coming up as well. But talk a little bit about the work that's been done over the past couple of years to help families that are homeless and unhoused.
Yeah. And back to that retraction in that letter to the editor, that, I believe, was in reference to the Bridges program, which was a pallet shelter out at the property that First Step owns, the property north of Fred Meyer, and that program dismantled and moved off of the property. They had a lease for about 18 months out there to do their work while we prepare to build on the property. So that's what our goal is this year and upcoming years, is to add some permanent housing structures there for the families that we serve. And the families that we serve are families with children under 18, still in school. And we work with each family individually. Our case manager meets with them at least once weekly, sometimes more, depending on their needs, to help them secure employment if they need that. All of our families work and contribute to a savings program, which we help them set up, teach them about budgeting and education if they need education, get the kids enrolled in school if they're not already. And the savings program in the long run is what enables them to secure permanent housing. That's their deposit, first and last month's rent that they need. And so when they're quote unquote paying rent, it's not rent to the program. It's their savings for their future.
Now, the property north of town, how many acres is that?
That is 2.7 acres.
How many permanent structures do you hope to build on there?
Eventually 16, but this next year, this year and the year after, our goal is to do 4. And right now we're looking at duplexes, these manufactured stick-built duplexes. And we have a goal to raise $500,000. We are in the approval process for a $400,000 grant from the USDA Rural Development Emergency Housing Program. That's a mouthful, right? And it looks like that's happening. So our goal for this gala and this year with our Building with Compassion campaign is to raise that $100,000 to do site prep, the utilities, the sewer lines. And there is some infrastructure there left from the Bridges program that leased the property, but there's a lot more work to do.
Now, when you say this year and next year, do you mean 4 structures or 4 or 2 duplexes, 4 housing units?
4 housing units, 4 duplexes. So 8 housing units, correct.
Well, that's pretty ambitious there.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's very, very exciting. We had an anonymous donor offer a match of $50,000 if we can raise the other 50. So our gala event coming up is going to be a really exciting night because we're working on that. We've raised some of that through the year in our Building with Compassion campaign. So people, our guests at the gala get to watch it's not going to be a thermometer. It's going to be a tape measure because of our building theme.
Yeah. Very good.
And watch it rise as we all work together to raise that money.
So you need to raise $100,000. Technically, you have half of that.
Correct.
So you need to raise. So anything over $50,000 is just going to help to build the next 4 units.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Now, tell us a little bit about the gala. It's at the Florence Event Center. What are the dates for it?
Okay, it's June 13th, which is a Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And as I said, the theme is building with compassion. So hard hats and heels is what we've called the gala. There'll be dinner and the entree choices, yum, prime rib or salmon or vegetarian choice for people who need that. And there'll be a cash bar, silent auction, live auction, some really neat stuff that's been donated. And what else? Program highlights. So you get to hear about our success stories and see the plans for the new housing units on the property.
So you've got the hopes of getting all the funds together to get the duplexes in. What do you do for operating capital throughout the year in that? What do you apply for more grants? Is that private donations? How is that accumulated?
Yeah, all of the above. We have gotten operational funds through grants the last 3 years. Since I've been with First Step, I've written a lot of grants. We've been really successful in securing those, and there's more on the horizon. As people know, you know, government funding has been cut for some nonprofits, and it seems to me that the private foundations and individual donors have really stepped up to help out to cover that, you know, that deficit of government funding. We have been just plugging away, keeping it going. We only have two staff. I'm full-time now, Rhoda Grant, for this program director position that I have now, and then our case manager, social worker, who works direct services with our families. She's a quarter-time staff, and when we have that presence on the property, there will be an on-site person as well.
Now, currently, the setup is at the Presbyterian Church.
Right.
And how many housing units are there right now?
There are three. There are two travel trailers. One's a fifth wheel, another's a travel trailer. And then the tiny home, the little folding house that we were able to buy 2 years ago. And so we have three families there. Generally, it's a single mom with kids, but sometimes we have single dads. Sometimes we have multi-generational families. So be a grandma living with the parent or the guardian and some kids. And so, yeah, over the years since First Step started in 2017, they've helped over 60 families get, you know, from transitional housing into permanent housing or into another situation. Some of our families, you know, will move back with family if they just can't, you know, get housing here. Because as you know, that can be a real challenge
yeah.
too.
Yeah. So will that facility go away then once the new property is developed?
Eventually, yes. Yes, that's on the church property. We have a conditional use permit. And eventually those will be gone, and we'll just be 100% out on the property.
Now, obviously, a lot of successes have come through this. What have been some of the big challenges? Obviously, finances is probably one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, well, I've been with First Step for almost 3 years. So they started in 2017, and 2019 is when they received a grant to purchase the property. And then everybody knows what happened in 2020. And so since 2020, they've been rebuilding and trying to bring in the capital to grow the program. And so that's been the main challenge, is keeping the funding coming in to help more families. And we're working on that. And
to reiterate, these are families that, you know, work, have kids in school here, trying to get back on their feet from whatever devastating thing that caused them to be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the length of time generally for the transitional housing per family?
Our program is set up to help people for 6 to 18 months. And occasionally it's gone over that, but that's very rare within that time frame. And generally a year or less is usually the case.
And again, they get to live in these facilities and build up a reservoir so that they have money to get out and get into a property.
Right, right. That's the goal. That's always the goal. And we have families coming from fleeing domestic violence, or their rental was sold and the rent has, you know, gone up so high they can't afford it anymore. All sorts of different situations where they have no other choice. And we always have a wait list, and people can't stay on the wait list long because they're unhoused. Right. So having more units available will help alleviate that.
Okay. And again, the gala event is on the 13th at the Florence Event Center. It's $75 per person or $500 per – no.
Yes, $500 for a table of eight. Yes.
Table of eight. Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't want to give the wrong information there. And where can they get tickets, or where can they purchase?
Yeah, so tickets you can get on our website. That's firststepflorence.org. Or they can call me if they want help, Sandy. And my phone number, 541-590-2325. Or they can email me, sandy@firststepflorence.org. On our website, firststepflorence.org, there is an events page, and that's where all of the information is for getting your tickets. So you can do it online. There's a QR code if you like that. And if people want to do a check or cash, which some people do, they can call me, like I said, 541-590-2325.
And again, if they can't get to the gala, they could certainly still support.
Right, right. There's a donate button on our website, and checks are welcome, of course, always. And our P.O. box is P.O. Box 1331, Florence 97439, that famous zip code. And yeah, donations are always welcome. And as far as the tickets go, the event's on the 13th, as you said, but we need to have the tickets sold by the 6th so that we could give the Florence Event Center caterers, banquet department, our dinner order. So get your tickets while they last.
All right. So don't delay. Get out there and get those tickets this week, because we need to have folks in the seats for that. Sandy
yes.
Kraft, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up on the June edition of Our Town with Whitmore Classical Academy, Jennifer Wagner will be here along with Dr. Angelina McKenzie.